7B Breakfast with all thanks to the team at Young's Veggie Shed in Camdale. The tradition continues a little bit later than normal, but it's happening tonight. The Bernie Harness Racing Club are all set for their last meeting for the season. Features the 7BU Bernie Cup, and the president from the Bernie Harness Racing Club has taken a bit of time to join us, Justine Kay. Good morning to you, Justine.
Good morning, Lee.
We're getting all set for the Wivenhoe Recreation Ground. Gates open at 4:30. It's a big program with 8 races on the card.
Oh, it's going to be a huge night. Hopefully the weather holds up and there'll be lots of people coming from the Bernie community to support the event. It's always a fun night, family-friendly night. So I hope to see lots of faces there later on this evening.
Weather looking pretty good, fine and sunny with a top in the early 20s. That looks pretty good for harness racing. And I did mention in the outset that a little bit later than usual because, unfortunately, due to the COVID restrictions that were in place at the end of January, we had to postpone it until tonight.
Yeah, that's right. It was a really tough call for the committee of the Bernie Harness Racing Club. Back in January, it was sort of looking like that Bernie Cup meeting was going to be smack bam in what was considered to be the peak of the COVID wave that was coming through after the borders reopened. So we've got, you know, a lot of our committee members are older people, but certainly we're all volunteers. It's a lot of effort to put in a race meeting as well, and we just wanted to make what we thought was the safest decision to postpone the Bernie Cup race itself. We did have some of the meeting go to Devonport for that time, but we wanted to make sure that the 7BU Bernie Cup was going to be held at our next race meeting, which is tonight. And so it's always a huge race event. It's one of the, you know, the most significant race event that we have. Hopefully our own local trainer Craig Hayes might come through with another win this year. But we'll see what happens. It's just always really, really exciting, that race. It's, you know, of really high standard, and I'm sure people that come to watch it will really enjoy that race.
So the situation with mask wearing tonight, Justine?
Well, just preferably inside the club rooms, but because, you know, out at Wivenhoe it's just such a large expanse of grass and the grandstands, there's plenty of room for everyone to be mask free and just to be responsible for the, you know, for what they choose to do. We just want everyone to have a good night, but yeah, obviously be really safe and make sure you're socially distancing, and I'm sure we'll have a really successful evening.
Yeah, well said. And tea sorted too. So plenty of hot chips, Savs, dim sims, burgers, and the coffee van will be there looking good. Full bar facilities, but of course no BYO.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a really good way for the community to support us. It costs a lot of money for us to put on these events. But, you know, of all the harness clubs in the States, we are probably the one that gets the most crowds to our race event. And we can't thank the Bernie community enough for their patronage of our meetings, and certainly our sponsors like 7BU, who have stuck with us for such a long time through, you know, what's been a tough couple of years for everybody. You know, we're really looking forward to tonight. It's going to be a really special evening, and it's the best venue you could hold a race meeting, right on Bass Strait. I mean, it's just pretty spectacular. And if you can't come along, you know, it's on Sky as well. We just want to see as many people as possible.
Justine, it looks good, doesn't it, when it's on the TV, on Sky, you're seeing Bernie just showcasing how much of a beautiful place that we do have. And just on that, a big thank you to all the volunteers. They work tirelessly. They do a fantastic job. You too, of course, Justine, and all the sponsors. Without them, we can't have a 7BU Bernie Cup, which we're looking forward to tonight. So gates open at 4:30. All the fun begins. First race on the program, 4:53. 8 race program it is. And I must thank you again this morning for having a bit of a chat to us so close to the event. President for the Bernie Harness Racing Club, keep doing the good job there, Justine Kay.
Thanks so much, Lee, and looking forward to seeing Martin there tonight to present the Bernie Cup to the lucky winner.